Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is the day we hear my homily, and this homily was not what I originally intended to deliver when I did my research of what we're going to do and everything else. The original reading was based on the gospel where Jesus says, do what they say, but not what they do. So this homily is based on an incident that happened overnight, and that was the Pope released a motu proprio. So it was released the night before I gave the homily. And a motu proprio is the papal version of an executive order. So this is something he says, this is a new way of us to do theology. Now, I'm hoping that I'm able to do this in a way that people will understand what the Pope was talking about, because I'm trying to take his theological language and bring it to an audience to help an audience, a congregation, sorry, to help them understand what it is that he did. Because I have news for you. This was a rather earth-shaking motu proprio. So without any further ado, as we say, let me switch you over to the homily I delivered at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, where you always have a standing invitation, at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts.
Have you ever talked to a team of people who work with a politician or whatever? One of the things they will tell you is, and pray he doesn't go off script. Because they know once the person goes off script, he could end up saying anything. Well, I'm going off script today, just so you know. And the reason is we looked into the homily and we looked at all the documents and everything. And I gave him a homily last night and got the reading today, and I'll touch it with the reading. But in the meantime, the Pope released a motu proprio, which became public this morning in Italian, and thank you to Google Translate, I have an idea what it says. I don't speak Italian. I can understand some of it, but I don't speak Italian. So we look at the gospel, and we look at what the Pharisees, Jesus is criticizing the Pharisees. And why? Because they are speaking the law of God. And he says, when they're speaking the law of God, listen to them, but don't do what they do. And the reason is because when they're speaking of the law of God, they're speaking God's wisdom, but then they're not necessarily acting on it. Literally, they are not practicing what they preach. And this is one of the things he's saying, because he's now speaking to the people, and the people are in different situations than the Pharisees, and that is the case. And that's the case today as well. We deal with the bishops and priests who will tell you to do the certain things, and they're speaking from Catholic teaching. But they don't live the same situation they do. So as the Pope said recently to Cardinal Burke, he says, you know, you have canon law, and canon law is important, but it doesn't touch every situation in everyone's life. And so that's the reality. Our most important thing is to seek to do the will of God and to act on it in a way that asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us. And that's some of what the Pope brought out this morning. What he did is he set out a motu proprio, which is the papal version of an executive order. And so when he writes these, this is a new law in the church. The last major one, usually when he writes these, there's usually a lot of reaction. And the last one that I remember, he might have written one in before, was the one that he limited the use of the Latin Mass. And if you remember, that had a lot of pushback, mostly in the United States. Well, what he's saying, he recognized something very powerful, and we're kind of seeing the same thing in the gospel. Because what do we know now, looking back at the gospel, that was a change of eras? And there are social scientists will tell you, roughly about every 500 years, the world changes. If you go back 500 years, what was the major change? Protestant Reformation. And so you look at that, roughly about every 500 years. Watts Wexler said that in a book called The 500-Year Delta. And so the Pope recognized that, and he said, we are not in an era of change, we are in a change of eras. And therefore, pretty much what you see in the gospel, we have to understand this in a whole new way. And so what he said is, from here on in, the Pontifical Academy for Theology, which studies obviously theology, will have to change its way of doing theology with the understanding that now we have to work not separate from the world, but within the world. In such a way that we work with science and we influence science and science influences us, so that we have an understanding that we all have a desire to pursue truth, but you cannot pursue truth outside of charity. And if you do, you will have basically neither. And both truth and charity work together to find wisdom. And the wisdom comes from God. Whole different way of looking at things. And it's a whole different way of looking at things from the idea from yesterday. It literally reflects. There's a change in reflection. So what does that mean? That means we take all this to understand, and then in truth and charity, we speak to the people, and the people speak to us. We listen to everyone, and instead of saying, those people over there are not part of us, and therefore they're all going to hell, we go, we need to dialogue with those people. We need to listen to what's happening. And we have to do what theologians call sits in Leben. That means, what is everyone's situation in life? And to bring all that and to study that, so now we understand a whole new way of doing theology, and that's what we do. So we bring the message of the gospel into the world today. And we do that all the time. Now, that may sound, hopefully it doesn't, but that must sound a little bit up here. But what he's doing is taking everything up here and bringing it down here. Bringing it right into our way of living. And bringing it right into our way of praying and living our faith in such a way that we seek to do what the Lord is calling us to do. And so you can see that separation that Jesus is talking about. Because what is happening there? We can see that the Pharisees are living by the laws. This is what the law says, and we're going to follow the law. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the Pope is saying, however, if we take that same dynamic and we have it within the church, how do we have that law in such a way that we can work with the people and the people can work with us? You will find people occasionally who will say, well, actually, I had someone I knew in the seminary who, if someone asked them a question, he was a genius. He was really smart. And sometimes people who are really smart, I'm not criticizing them, they can't relate to people on a certain way. So one day he said, why are we getting oil heat? Our seminary is heated with steam. So we had to teach him, yes, well, there's a boiler there, and that heats the water, and the water makes steam, and that's why our thing is heated with steam. Well, one of the things, you'd ask him a question, and he'd respond with what heresy you just mentioned. I just wanted to know the answer to the question. And you can't work that way. You have to say, well, this is what we do, and this is how we do things, and this is what the Pope is saying. We have to take everything we understand, and we take it within what we're learning every day with new discoveries in science and everything, and how we put all that together in charity and truth within the context of the gospel, within the context, as he said, the logos, which is the word of God, bringing all that together so that we bring that which is of Christ in our lives right into the world we live, and let those in the world come to understand truth in a whole new way. So, go back. That means our theology, which is not supposed to be anyway, is not separated from science, but our science is not separated from theology. And if you see, that is a radical change, as radical a change as the Protestant Reformation, because the Reformation was the opposite. Now we separate theology and science. Here we go, no, science and theology come back together. So it's a very powerful thing, and we go back to this gospel, and the gospel is talking about that understanding. Understand that the Holy Spirit is guiding you in your life. So, yes, they are speaking the truth, and they are speaking the wisdom of God, but let the Holy Spirit guide you to take that wisdom and move it into the world as we into your world as you live it. What again is sits in Laban.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLRadio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, and in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and remember we are here every Monday through Friday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.